2009. I don't think I heard you. Class of 2009. First, I want you to stand up and wave and cheer your sportive family and friends. I'm sure you can find them out there. Show your love. It's a great honor for me to be here today. Now, wait a second. I know, that's such a cliche. You're thinking every graduation speaker here says that. It's a great honor. But in my case, it really is so deeply true. Being here is more special and more personal for me than most of you know. I'd like to tell you why. A long time ago, in this cold September of 1962, there was a Stevens Co-op at this very university. That co-op had a kitchen with a ceiling that had been cleaned by student volunteers probably every decade or so. Picture a college girl named Gloria climbing up high on a ladder, struggling to clean that filthy ceiling. Standing on the floor, a young boarder named Carl was admiring the view. And that's how they met. They were my parents. So I suppose you could say I'm a direct result of that kitchen chemistry experiment right here in Michigan. My mom is here with us today. And we should probably go find that spot and put up a plaque on the ceiling that says, "Thanks, Mom and Dad." Everyone in my family went here to Michigan. My brother, my mom, my dad, all of us. My dad actually got the quantity discount. He got all 3.5 of his degrees here. His PhD was in communication science because they thought computers were just a passing fad when he earned it 44 years ago. He and Mom made a big sacrifice for that degree. They argued at times over pennies while raising my newborn brother. Mom typed my dad's dissertation by hand. Kind of ironic given it was a computer science dissertation. This velvet hood that I'm wearing, this was my dad's. This diploma? Yeah. This diploma that I have here, just like the one you're about to get, this was my dad's. And my underwear? Oh, never mind. Sorry.